How to answer the question, what do you do for a living? I have been pondering this question. And until just now I haven't found a satisfying answer. The question is, what do you do? What do you do for a living, Sophie? I do seemingly many things, don't I? I write articles, I talk to people, I lead courses, I coach people, I measure stuff, I read a lot so I can guide you well. But what I have never thought to say, I am a developer. I develop methodologies, particularly the methodology to take a normal person from Homo sapiens to human being. From a meaning-making machine to a person who can see the meaning but not honor it as a truth. Life is empty and meaningless. The meaning you see is added, by a human. You either added your own meaning, or most likely you added an inherited meaning. Okay, so what? But it is not a so what, because your meaning is what makes you belligerent, dull, resistant, lazy, slothful, conceited, delusional, arrogant, superior, and other ways of being that rarely work for your benefit. Your life, your behavior is determined by your meaning, the meaning you give to things. And all of that meaning is harmful to you, because it wedges itself between you and reality. So your actions are never a perfect dance with what is, only with what you said about what is. Until you can step back and distance yourself, disengage yourself, detach yourself from the meaning you gave, your life cannot change. You'll keep doing what you have always done, ending up with the same results, feelings, and relationships you have had. Or health. Or finances. Positive thinkers have been saying this forever, but they make one horrid blunder, they suggest that you change the meaning. But what happens when you change something? The changed thing carries with itself what you change. So nothing changes. The more things change, the more they remain the same. So if not change, what should you do? As I said above, detach yourself from the meaning you gave. It doesn't mean that. When I first started to learn this way of being, my favorite way to say was, and qua, it ain't necessarily so exclamation mark and qua, that saying effectively severed the connection. And then I could look what was really there. The meaning, the original meaning covered up reality. And if you think you only sporadically give meaning, think again. The moment something reaches your consciousness, it comes in with a meaning. At the same moment something becomes conscious, the meaning is already there. About everything. It is hard, it is impossible, I am stupid, she is catty, it is hot, birds are scared, dogs are noisy, summer is lovely, having a house is better, etc. 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 This chatter happens throughout the day, and even in some of your dreams. Severing this takes you 60% up the evolutionary scale, in happiness, in effectiveness, in productivity, in health, wealth guaranteed. But understanding it, intellectualizing it, pulling it up occasionally isn't what I'm talking about. Permanently sever the connection. I have managed this 91% and my life is a whole lot better for it. I only need to remind myself 9% of the time. And I can live with that. The biggest barrier to seeing this, is of course a lack of sight. The fact that your sight capacity is turned off. So you only see what you have always seen, and not deeper. I habitually stare into the seeming nothingness until I see what's there. It's a lot like opening your eyes in total darkness and waiting for your eyes to adjust. There is practically no total darkness, but few have the patience, or the faith to just wait it out. The trigger-happy behavior most Homo sapiens is known for is to fix the total darkness, flip on the light, or get really scared, scream for help, etc. And how you do anything is how to do everything. The girl who could not stay in her own bed, as a toddler, but had to go to her parents' bed disturbing their sleep, never grew out of this trigger-happy behavior. She still needs to fix everything, instantly, no matter what it will cost others. The boy who cannot hear the mother's pleading, please play quieter, reacted to it with ignoring it. It doesn't mean anything, is still doing the same thing, ignoring any coaching, any request, any need to do something to change something, no matter what it will cost himself. The boy who decided that it is his due to be cared for, nurtured, and protected and therefore never learned to communicate, make requests, make promises, still behaves the same way, and the world responds with slighting him, pushing him in the background, using him for their purposes. And he gets nothing what he thought was his due. The girl who considered everything a slight as a child and decided that the way to deal with it is either attack, or just resist doing what people asked her to do is still behaving exactly the same way. to her and her relationship's detriment. These are actual people in my playground who haven't managed to move higher on the evolutionary, vibrational scale. They still view what happens through their original meanings. I had my own cross to bear. It was revealed to me in 1991, and was printed on a t-shirt. It said, "Recovering victim. Get the F. out of my way." Yeah, stomping like a Nazi soldier. I still feel it in my bones when I feel like a victim. I still just want to march all over people, like that. And until I take away the meaning, I am a victim, I suffer. And then it becomes a so what, and life can be resumed. But it seems that you cannot see that the meanings come from you. You cannot see that changing the meaning is making it fixed. You cannot see how this can make you a 60% happier person. You cannot see that your attitude is yours. Why can't you see it? You can't see it because the sight capacity is missing. Or said in another way, it is hard-coded in your DNA, but it is not active. It needs to be activated. It is probably not active in anyone in your environment, so you think you are normal. And you are, if normal means unhappy, unpleasant, self-serving, ineffective, etc. To be the first in your family, in your environment, your DNA needs to be altered. By Source. I am Source's apprentice in this. I ask, and Source does the work. I am a human, and I don't have the power. But Source does. But there is a big, big, big but. Unless you start using the capacity. And what that means, start looking at least for something, beauty, patterns, principles, distinctions, where you normally can't see it, it will turn off. Even though, for a while, I'll turn it on daily if you buy it before Tuesday, July 14th. July 14th is the anniversary of the French Revolution, of Robespierre, of the Bastille, and the Marseillaise. One of my favorite historical events, for some reason. Probably because of the Marseillaise. Freedom, liberty, can be yours if you keep the site capacity open for just 14 days. I'll keep checking, and reactivating it if it turns off. When it does, you are back to day one. Go to step 2 to buy. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/the site.